Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you know I'm loco?
What up, what up? It's OFL After Dark. You got the commish here. We got a lot going on right now. We're growing rapidly. The word's getting out what we're doing here. I want to touch base. All the original members, please make sure you realize we still want to hear from you. Still want you involved. We appreciate you very much, just like we did the first day. So don't feel slighted or anything like you're the big brother and there's a baby brother on the way and we're giving all the attention to the baby brother, because that's not the case at all. Everybody's a cherished member of the OFL now, and we appreciate every single one of you. As far as the new members, help them out. Help them get around the website, the forum, how we interact, how we schedule games. Also, new members, don't be afraid to, you know, come into a party and talk to the guys in the league. Build some friendships, man. Build some rivalries, whichever. All that stuff. Don't come to the chat. A lot of you new members are very active on the group chat, so that's cool. What else is going on? We had a fast forward tournament tonight. Championships going on right now as we speak. It's 21-12. Buck Sweep is beating SC Bolt 21 at halftime. So keep your eye on that game. I don't know if it's broadcasted or not, but that is going on right now. Let's see. What else do we got going on? We need a few more people in the single season. I've had a lot of people tell me, hey, I'm signing up tomorrow. Haven't come through with the payments, so we still got a couple spots left. Let's get them in, get your friends signed up. Let's get that going so we can hopefully kick off by this weekend. Also going on, we have a brand new 16-man single elimination. It's called the West Yellowstone Tournament. It's $26 for a member. All you have to do is win four games, and you win $375. A lot of people are jumping on that, so that one's about halfway full already. So if you want to get in there, hurry up. Really one of the best tournaments I think OFLnow.com has really ever offered. So that's a good one. I mean, four games to win $375 for basically the price of, what, two pizzas? I mean, come on. Anyway. So that's what we got. If you want to join any of those things, just use your PayPal there at shop.oflnow.com. Some other things coming up in the Madden community, February 21st to 22nd, the $12,000 Vegas Madden tournament is going on. I think it's $6,000 for Xbox One, $6,000 for PS4, if I'm not mistaken. I could be a little wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure the dates are the 21st and 22nd of February. If you are going to that tournament, please contact me. I'd like to talk to you. All right, what else do we got? For all you new members listening, we do advance every Monday and Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern, so keep that in mind when you're scheduling your games and stuff. Also, we got going on The playoffs are coming up. In a big game today in Group 2 multiple, Ready 10 did defeat We Witness pretty easily, actually. We Witness didn't put up much of a fight. Kind of reminded me of Philly and the Frog on his last breath. So we have yet to really see Team Houston really step up to the plate when it comes to Team Balkino. So Team Balkino has basically been dominating that series. So we'll see here if anything changes in the playoffs, because I'm sure a lot of Team Houston and Team Balkino players will be featured in the playoffs. So we'll see what happens there. As we all know, Team Balkino is known for choking. So we'll see if they choke in the playoffs. Speaking of Team Balkino and their ringleader Balkino, he does have his Miami Dolphins at 15-0 with 1 week left. And also, I believe Ready 10 has his Group 1 single Niners, if I'm not mistaken, undefeated at 15-0. So we could have our very first undefeated team ever in the OFL. So congratulations to those guys, but there's still one opponent between them and an undefeated season. So keep your eye on that. Speaking of Team Houston, the secret audio recording has been emailed to me. I got a chance to listen to it. I'm debating airing it on the radio show tonight. I'm just going to touch base on what occurs. There's a party with Nuke Dragon and OFL Now Savage, and into their room walked Fat Magic, but he didn't know they were in a party. And one of our other league members just happened to be recording it on their iPhone. And they have evidence of Fat Magic basically saying the play, that route swapping, he knew it was a glitch or something, or blah, blah, blah. So I got to listen to it. Maybe I'll play it for all you guys. It puts a little twist into the whole situation, and the investigation has been reopened. So we do currently have the Fair Game Plan Rules Enforcer looking into the audio and digging a little bit more into this case that we thought was previously closed. So you never know. There could be some suspensions handed out to Team Houston come playoffs time, so that will really switch up the script. Anyways, that's enough of what I got to talk about. We got some callers. We got the 601 area code. 601, you're now live on the air.
You
know, who is this?
The one and only, Ready to hear your boy.
All right, there he is, Mississippi's finest, Ready 10, the OFL's Now's first international player, as he was living in Canada when he first joined and then luckily got back to the States, so it's great to hear from him. How you doing this evening, Ready?
Yeah, pretty good, man, coming off a big win, you know.
We were talking about that, you and We Witness. What part of that game, what one play sticks out in your mind that really sealed the win for you?
Let me see. There's a couple of them. I would say a run by Logan Thomas. It was a great run, man. Logan Thomas was on it all game. He had a magnificent game, man. He just couldn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
He had nothing for Logan Thomas.
That's interesting. And we got another caller coming in from the 616 area code. 616, you're now on the air on OFL After Dark with the commish and Ready 10. Could you state your gamer tag for everybody?
Jay Mills.
What up, JJ? How are you doing this evening?
I'm not doing too well. We got the wackest people representing our little league. We got on want to run the score up like a freaking dummy when they know dang well they done won the game with an all-star team. I got no respect for that kid no more, man. I mean, I don't understand. And I highlight the clip. It's 52 seconds, and this kid's still going for it on me. It's 16-58. What else do you need? You already have a great team. Why are you going for it? To feel better about yourself, to go brag to your friends? You already picked on a mentally retarded kid, and you think I'm going to stand for it? I don't think so, man. I mean, I think that's terrible. I can go play random people and have more fun than I'm having right now with the certain people I've been playing, man. When I first came here, the reason I even stayed, I didn't care about that petty-ass money. I came because it was cool to play with certain people. meeting people. Now it's starting to become, let's figure out what plays we can do to disrupt the computer. I mean, that is so boring and so whack. I don't want to play that stuff no more. It's like I work on computers. If I want to go play with computers and do all that shit, I'll do that for real and get paid for it. I'm not going to go over here and do Madden and try to figure out what would happen if I do this and move this player in the B gap and the dude just stand there and look retarded because he's dumb and he's not a real lineman because you disactivated him. That's just not cool. How is that even fun? I don't even know why people like doing that and feel proud and think they're good because they're doing all these AI plays. I mean, I'm sorry to tell these guys, but you're not good because you're doing AI plays. That's not talent. That's not you knowing football. That's not you knowing what you – if you go play Call of Duty and you're trying to pick up a gun and figure out how you're going to shoot somebody or something, you're not going to be looking for cheat codes. Nobody's going to like playing with you. That's all there is to it. Nobody wants to play with people like that. And I bet you I'm the majority when it comes down to people that don't like that stuff than people that do it. I mean – why am I even competing for money? I'm never going to win money with people like that. I can't. That's just cheating. It's just you can't beat people like that. Nobody, I bet you nobody will ever, it will be never be more than 10 people would ever be getting as good as learning how to do certain these plays these people are doing. And it ain't like it's just a coincidence I'm complaining. Everybody complains about this all the time. So I would think that something's going on, you know?
Right.
That's all I got to say, man. I don't even want to play no more. I mean, I'm not trying to be no crybaby or not. I just said I got a lot of stuff going in my life right now. I take my time out to play these games, and why? Why am I doing this for? For what?
I understand.
No point.
It's unnecessary. I've said this, and I know who you're speaking about. You're speaking about Balkino. His name comes up a lot with what you're speaking about here, and he knows I've had an issue with him, and then running up the scores, like you're saying. That's the shit that bothers me as the commish. He's always penalized in the rankings because of this. And as you're telling me, he still continues to do the same thing.
I understand why
it upsets you. And
the clip's up.
How
like
do you
I
feel?
Said, do what you get. Oh, yeah, ask somebody else. Yeah, ask somebody else, man.
Get ready. How do you feel about this? Because I know you associate yourself with Balkino. How do you feel about him running up the score, especially on a friend like J.J. Mills?
At some point I will start, you know, just running the ball. But
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, let me ask you this, Reddy. What can you prove when you got an all-star team? What are you going to get your 99 to a 102? I mean, what are you trying to prove? I mean, your score is already up. Somebody doing that is not going to make them better. So I really don't understand what was the proof. What was the proof? He already got the best team. The Dolphins is a franchise team without being in a franchise league. So what are you trying to prove that you are trying to run up the score with 52 seconds? And you already got an all-star team. I can at least understand. I wouldn't like it, but I can understand if somebody had a such team and said, hey, I need to get Ivory better because he don't have good speed, so I need to get him better, so let me keep running, and maybe I'll get some points out of it. But what points does this guy get? Everybody on this team is good.
He doesn't bring up a good point.
Instead of me complaining, I'm like, why complain? Just leave. And the people who can deal with this stuff, deal with it. I'm not going to be the one to keep sound like the crybaby. I'm just going to leave. That's just all there is to it. I mean, people do what they want to do. Join Balkino. Have this whole league be with, say hit. Oh, I got hit. Oh, I didn't even have time to block. What's the point of having blockers? I mean, everybody do that stuff. It'd be awesome. You know, I just ain't going to be a part of it. I won't be here. Good luck to people who want to sit there and keep going back and forth with fake plays. I mean, I just don't see how people think that's cool. I know it looks cool when you got soaring the air and it's not real. And you're like, oh, that's cool. But how many times does it look cool? You do it like 8,000 times. And after a while, I'm like, wouldn't you feel better when you just put together a real good play? You know what I mean? And actually march down the field. You got a real running game because you're hitting the holes right. I understand it's a video game, and sometimes stuff is going to go through people's computer body. You're like, damn, that wasn't real. But everybody knows that happens every once in a while. You get those. But when it's a consistent on basis where you can't do nothing, it's frustrating.
Right, right. And we do have another caller to get involved in this conversation. This is a very interesting conversation. 609 area code, you're now on the air. Could you state your gamer tag for everyone?
Redemption 315.
Oh, Redemption, perfect call for tonight, because I know that you've actually not been the biggest fan of Balkino either and some of his shenanigans that he's pulled in the league. Did you get a chance to hear what JJ had to spew there?
Yes, you know what I did, and it's not really those type of people meaning disrespectful, non-realistic type of people, and you know, Volcano happens to fall on that list. I'm not going to lie, he's going to lead the way. And guess what? It's bullshit. You know, in real life, do you see this shit happen? No, it's a fucking video game. It's unrealistic. And people manipulate that because of what? Is it because of money? Because of ego? Because of something in their mind that thinks they can actually just do it? You know, that's, to me, disrespectful. And the bottom line is just straight hurtful. You know, I love this game. I love football. And, yeah, I've been into many franchises. Guess what? Most of them don't finish. Okay. I understand, but at least they play either legitly or under less. It doesn't finish, and it's more bullshit. But here in the OFL, you know, it's great. But now I got to listen to people. And, yes, I do play against Volcano once, and I do play against other people. You know, it's an up or down battle. I care because, you know, great people. I love to talk, play Madden. How it is, but it is hurtful when you see manipulation. You see, I even been a part of it. I've seen the trade. I mean, I'm the one who called it out. I mean, that's a bitch slap. That's an unfair advantage. I paid to have a fair advantage along with everyone else to play a league that is fucking legit. Legit. L-E-D-E. Oh, of course, look. I know I messed up. But nonetheless, I need a voice thing now, man. I need it. You know I'm tripping, JJ. You know I'm tripping.
Hey, you, I hear you though, man. Yeah, you preaching, man. Yeah, okay. I heard what I need to hear here, man. I don't even worry about you, though.
I'm done talking. Someone else, please,
but
finish.
But it's true what you're saying, but at the same defense, as soon as that trade was brought to attention, it was reversed immediately to get back to a fair advantage. So he never actually got to use that player, those players. But it's just it's very disrespectful to the OFL now, to myself, and to all the league members to even try to pull that move off, if you ask me. Like, I should be able to be working on improving the league instead of having to work on reversing a trade like that. And as you know, Redemption, it took a good hour to 2 hours to examine that and then get it all worked out and all that. That could have been 2 hours. I could have been working on something that would have, you know, made the league better. So, yeah, I find that very disrespectful
to everybody. He might as well just go and make the league a Volcano league. I mean, he's over. I had no problem with old Buckets till yesterday, but then I look at him and I'm like, oh, man, did you go to your daddy, man? I see you doing something your daddy plays. The hell, man, like he corrupting good people. Like, you just, bro, just get good. Just sit there and practice with your linebacker. Cover. You can't always get it the way you want. If you're in the cover four and underneath is open, it's because it's the cover four. You don't get to get everything covered. If you're a man and somebody run a quick out, then you're gonna have to, you know, contain your covers to the outside, and then you got to look for inside slants. Different things like that is called football. I don't know what anybody else is looking for. Maybe they're looking for Dragon Ball Z or something. But this is football. I mean, these fucking whack ass people that probably just got kicked off the team, water boys, are just corrupted, man. I can't do it. Maybe because I love football, like he said, and it's hard for me. I can say it a million times that I know it's a video game, but they stress that term so bad. Like even Chad, I don't know him that well, but just his excuses. Well, you can find a play to stop it, man. Get the hell out of here with that stuff. Nobody should have to sit there and look and say, oh, how do go Google? How do you stop when the computer is doing backflips
and then he wants to end it, and my guy ain't touching. Well, you can stop it if you push B over, LT, and down, and you just do that, and it'll work. I mean,
why? That's not a play.
Let me ask you this. When you get the Madden game and they give you all the tutorials, does it say anything about stopping nano blitzes? This is Madden. When you see somebody come through the hole, you hit LT up, and that will stop it. They don't talk about that because they don't want that in their game. If they want it in their game, they will put it in the tutorials when they were selling the shit.
Uh-huh.
Man,
let me ask you something. You know a lot about computers and programming and all that. Is it feasible for Madden and EA Sports to ever completely fix the game to the way you want it to be presented, to where the people can't manipulate the programming, or is that never going to be possible?
I mean, they working on it, man. It's better than it used to be. They working on it all the time. It's just like completely. It's like defeating crime, man. It's like it's really hard, man. It's just like if you put a virus on a computer, that's what these people are doing. You can't stop from putting viruses on computers. You know what you stop from doing it? Don't please people. That's how you stop. It's like if you don't want to go, but go to porno sites not to get viruses, you don't go to porno sites. Or you go to safe porno sites, whatever you want to do.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
hey, I
got
to say something, too.
It's going to keep happening.
I mean,
yeah, redemption.
I mean, the only way they're going to fix it, truthfully, is when they have a competition. I mean, what was it, the 2K series back in the day? Yeah, they bought them out because they eliminated, so they think you could get away with it, so every year they could bring something new, but yeah, there's also going to be something flawed with it. You see what I'm saying? Until they have actual competition with each other, with another company, then they'll solve the problem. But look at this. On the tournament I went to, on live tournament, you cannot do wide receiver screens. You can't do that. You can't do no I don't have the information with me. You can't do wide receiver screens. You can't do a certain type of blitz where it would be like just like some type of nano something, whatever it is, man. It's trippy if you see it on YouTube, though. But you know what it is, man. I mean, I've done all that a couple of times.
It's called rules. That's what they call it.
You
call rules.
Now, we got another caller coming in from the 941 area code. You're now live on OFL After Dark with the commish here. You got Ready 10, JJ Mills, and Redemption 315 in here. Could you state your gamer tag for all the loyal OFL Now listeners out there?
Buck Sweep.
There he is. The man of the hour, Buck Sweep. $610 he won yesterday in tournaments, and just ended a good game against SC.21 in a Fast Four tournament tonight, and just got another $100. Just sent it to you, so it should be there by now. So that's $710 in basically 24 hours. So how do you feel, man?
Pretty good. I'm pretty excited you texted me your whole league information and everything. So
yeah, you're probably happy you replied to that. Now, how are you? How are you liking the league so far, even without winning? Like, how do you like the way it's structured and all that?
I like it a lot. I think you run it really well. You're always in glip and always trying to set things up. And now, I've never been in a group like this. I don't even know if there's more out there, but it's pretty good.
Cool.
And the whole thing when you send in money through PayPal right away is way better than GamerSlim.
Yeah, that is one advantage that a lot of guys that play over in GamerSlim told me that we have over them, because I didn't realize that you only you have to, like, what, have your money over there for, like, 7 to 10 days or something?
Yeah, if you pay, like, an extra however much, like, $5, you can get it in a day, I think.
Now, Bucksley, what part of the country are you from?
I'm from Florida. I live in Sarasota.
Okay. How long you been playing Madden?
Since I was a little kid.
Oh, okay. So you've been playing for a while now. Do you go to tournaments and stuff? Like, are you ranked?
I try.
Oh,
I wanted to go to this last Virginia tournament, but they lowered the price, and my wife's pregnant, and it was her birthday, and so it's just not everything didn't mesh well to go to that one. But I'm going to Vegas.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I saw the Virginia guy kind of shot himself in the foot a little bit by changing the prize like 4 or 5 days before or the tournament or something. So I know people weren't too happy, but either way,
he had a lot of things going on. I think I don't know who it was, but maybe his grandma was like passing away or something like that. And then a bunch of other things happened to him, but that kind of sucked.
Yeah, that sucks for him. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm sure you're what was the final score of the SC Dot game you just finished?
Where was it? 24-14, I think. No. I'm sorry. Where is this thing?
It's probably up here somewhere on Glyph. Either way, it was a pretty good game.
Oh, 34-24, sorry.
34-24. Now, JJ, did you have any questions you wanted to ask Buck Sweep? JJ, you still there? All right, I think he's off the air. Now, what are you going to do with that $710, man? You going to spend it all one place? You going to take the wife on vacation? What's up?
Well, I just canceled my PayPal Smart Connect because I just found out about the whole debit card. It's like a MasterCard, but it works. It's a debit card from PayPal. And so I just spent for that. And so I'll be using that pretty much for groceries, gas, and building that up.
Nice. I never even knew that even existed.
I know. Nice. I just found out about it. So it's, I literally could make a living off of this, which is cool.
Nice.
I don't have a job right now, but I guess it's kind of, if I keep it up, something I could definitely do. I just, with the whole winnings yesterday, I already booked my my flight. It was $287, and then I booked the hotel. It was like $44 a night. And it happens, the Stratosphere Hotel is actually hosting the tournament as well, so I'm right there.
Nice. Do you think you, obviously you think you have a legitimate shot to win because you wouldn't go. Who do you think some of your top competition will be?
Well, I just played Skimbo in for a free trip to go to Gamer Saloon, and he beat me. And he's pretty tough. I know there's always a bunch of guys that are very methodical and don't really make too many mistakes. People up their game a lot when they go to tournaments, and so you really have to just play solid and play smart and hopefully pull out a win.
Well, that's cool, and congratulations on that money. I want to bring in one last caller because we only have 2 minutes left on the show. We have Balkino, and since they were talking about him earlier in the show, I don't know if you got a chance to hear that Buck Sweep. I want to give Balkino the last minute and a half here to kind of clear up his name a little bit.
Oh,
so, go ahead, Balkino.
Buck Sweep, man, congratulations on all the tournament wins. I think it's about time I throw my hat back in the ring. I actually look forward to playing you.
Cool.
I like your game style, how you're a tourney player. So hopefully we can match up sooner or later in the finals. So.
Yeah, Greg, I know was there only one Fast Four tournament run today?
Yeah, just one today.
Okay, I was hoping I wasn't getting ducked. Like, I wasn't, no more invitations coming.
Yeah, I'll
let
you know. And about the whole game thing, I mean, it's really not much. I mean, unless you really know the full story, I mean, you really can't say how I played. It was bad. I mean, when I first played JJ, man, it was such a close game. I tried to come here clutch because my undefeated streak on there. I mean, what can you do if someone wants to lob it the whole game? He's talking about glitching. I mean, in my opinion, I think rocket catching is taking advantage of the AI. I mean, that one-handed snag, lob it, 80 feet, and it burns my 90 overall corner, 99 overall corner. And then again, he forgets to leave out. I mean, he legitimately got a safety on me, and then when I punt the ball back to him, he runs and gets a safety himself on purpose. I mean, there's little details he's leaving out in this game where he never tried to run the ball. He never tried to put the accelerated clock on. He punted on third down. I mean, a lot of people forget on my side. So what do you expect me to do as a player? Just sit there and I'm like, why is this guy just acting push? Instead of, if he would have took a knee or sent me a message, hey, let's, there's no way to talk to him because he didn't reply. So I don't know what people want me to do or why they're upset with me. I'm trying to get to be the first NFL member to say I'm undefeated and hold that, you know, in the record books. Other than that, I mean, I'm ready for playoffs. I'm not going to have this, you know, in the back
mm-hmm.
of my head.
Well, we're out of time tonight. We'll pick back up tomorrow. Make sure you guys all call in. Thanks, guys.
Billion!